One of the world's biggest dog shows is reeling after a top contender was apparently poisoned. The owners of the 3-year-old Irish setter named Jagger say an autopsy shows the dog was fed steak laced with poison. Jagger died soon after returning home from the annual Crufts show in England. Now authorities are investigating and the dog show world is reeling. They want to know, obviously, who murdered Jagger and why. Cathal Milmo is a reporter at the Independent newspaper in London. So Jagger, this Irish setter, is dead. When did this happen? How did it happen?
Well, as far as we know, what happened was that Jagger was being shown at Crufts last Thursday morning. He was briefly left by his owners for a period of perhaps no more than 15 minutes on a bench, as they call it, the place where the dogs are shown. And they returned. There was nothing untoward immediately. But by the time they returned to their home in the east of Belgium, Jagger was suddenly taken ill and died very quickly, before even a vet who just happened to live a few doors away from them could reach the scene.
And there has been an autopsy conducted, and they have decided that definitely it was poison?
That's right. What we hear from the Belgian owners is that when the autopsy was completed, meat was found in Jagger's stomach, which appeared to contain 3 different types of material, which the vet initially identified as poison. We're told at least one of them was slug repellent or slug killer, which can be very toxic to dogs. And we're awaiting the results of further tests to see exactly what the poisons were.
I can see how this would totally shake the organizers of the Crufts show. How are the organizers dealing with it?
Well, at the moment, they're saying they still need to have it confirmed from the authorities in Belgium that Jagger did indeed die from poisoning. They're awaiting the toxicology results. But they're being very careful to ensure that any potential evidence, for example, CCTV footage from the very large venue where Crufts takes place in Birmingham, that is preserved just in case it might show an individual acting suspiciously in the vicinity of Jagger. In the meantime, we are hearing a growing number of reports that there may have been other poisonings at Crufts in recent days. And we understand they are beginning to investigate these incidents.
What do police say are possible motives here? Any theories at all?
There seem to be 2 basic theories. One is that this is the work of a individual outside the dog world, if you like, who has some sort of grudge or point to make and has done so with this really pretty vile deed, poisoning at least one dog. Another theory, of course, is that this is someone from within the world of dog breeding and dog showing who may be motivated by some form of jealousy or wants to ensure that their own animal has a better chance of winning. At the moment, of course, we aren't able to say with any certainty which one of those hypotheses is the correct one.
Well, Jagger's owner, a woman named Dee Milligan Bott, actually came out and said she does not believe it was a rival dog owner to blame. Here's what she said.
I certainly don't want our dog shows, the places we work so hard to get to, become a ground of finger-pointing and suspicion. I therefore need you all to know that we can't and we won't think this was an act of another exhibitor. If we thought this, we couldn't go on, and the last 30 years of breeding and showing beautiful dogs would have been a complete waste. So I ask you all to unite in finding the perpetrator who did this.
Well, the Belgium police are investigating, and, you know, the public is famous for just melting at the drop of a hat when there's an animal video. How is the public reacting to this news?
Well, I was looking at some internet forum earlier today. People are genuinely appalled and really finding it hard to believe that someone could act in this way, particularly in Crufts, which is, of course, the blue-ribboned event of dog shows, not only in the UK, but perhaps around the world.
Cathal Milmo, reporter with The Independent in London. Thank you for telling us about this.
It's my pleasure.
You're with PRI.org and the world.